Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're having a little technical difficulty getting our next guest on the show, but you and I are going to continue to march. One of the things that I want to talk about is what we've learned from the shutdown, the scary coronavirus, the deadly COVID-19 disease that's the result of the coronavirus causes. And folks, COVID-19, the 19, as I understand it, was named for the year, meaning that was, you know, they, if you remember, they called it the novel coronavirus. And what that means is it was the new one. And if they call this one the new one, that obviously means that there have been others, right? And there have been. And if there have been others and we have a new one, that means we're probably going to have another one. COVID-21, that's the one of the, that's what I've been calling it. COVID-21, we don't have it yet, but it's probably going to happen. We're probably going to have COVID-21 perhaps next year. By the time it hits us, it might be COVID-25. We don't know. Well, what we do know is that for millennia, humanity has been affected by these kinds of natural assaults, whether it was bacterial, like the Black Death, the plague of the 13th, 14th, and 15th centuries, or the virus like SARS and like COVID-19. We're going to have these again. This is going to happen again. And what I'm pointing out is what's happened has cost us enormously. The cost on so many levels to the world, the setback, the loss of so much treasure and life has been enormous. It's been I'm not going to call it biblical because we didn't get there, but I don't think. But if, it depends on how far, whether you were hurt by it or not. But we have to declare this, folks, and that is that we will learn everything we possibly can from this. We will learn from this so that we never have to shut down the economy again. We now know things about this disease and about what it's capable of, what it's likely to do. We now know how to handle this better. Not 100%, not completely. When COVID-21 happens, it's going to kill some people. It's going to make some people sick. There are going to be some hot spots where there's going to be big problems. But the idea that we shut down an entire economy, we send people home, we declare, we mandate that small businesses who work their entire lives to build something from nothing and to become successful, to be told, to be mandated that they had to lock their doors, were not able to and let customers in, and customers were not allowed to go in. We can never do that again. We have to learn as much as we can. The research, we now know there was research that was proposed, that was offered, that was accepted. We now know that some of that was wrong. It was overstated. It was overprojected. Nobody thinks anybody did anything malicious. It was just something that was taken too far. If you spend any time in projections, you know that that can happen. You just can't let things run too far. You have to learn how to discount You have to learn how to make your implications, your assumptions have to be. You have to make sure you don't go too far with those. And we kind of did this time because we didn't know. Okay, that's fine. But we've done that. We've been there. We've done that. We bought the T-shirt. We have to make sure going forward, COVID-21, COVID-25, whenever that happens, we have to make sure that whatever we've learned this year applies to that, that we don't lose any of it. And we can't, you and I can't count on our leaders to do that because they get hysterical about things. You and I, small business owners, we have to keep our heads out here on Main Street. We are going to have to be the people who say, no, we can handle this another way. You don't have to put us out of business to deal with this time. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.